Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, with The Dwelling Place, formerly known as Warriors of Christ. We are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'm just really excited, as I am almost every night that I'm on here. So I just want to give God the glory, give God the honor, and just thank Him for just allowing me to be here another night. I pray that everyone is safe, everyone is staying in as much as they can during this tough time. Now, if you are listening online and would like to call in, dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. And if you are listening via phone and would like to call in, speak to me, have any questions about anything, or just want to leave a comment, just press one. As I said, you know, as I always say, just grab whatever notebook you have, pencil, however you take notes, just grab that, get comfortable, and just be ready to hear the word of God and just see what God has, listen out to what God has to say for you. And I think that our topic for tonight is Under His Shadow, coming from Psalm 91, verse 1. And this, how relevant is this chapter, this psalm, you know, especially for a time like this? And this is one of my favorite psalms. I love psalms, the book of Psalms, but this is one of my favorite psalms. As you know, as I announced that the name of Warriors of Christ have changed, I love the name of Warriors of Christ, but it just wasn't my name. And many of you may know or may not know that when I started doing ministry with Purpose Kingdom Network, I think around this time, about 3 years ago, I want to say, around this time, I was supposed to have a partner with me, and some of you may have heard that my friend, and things got kind of crazy with his, not crazy, but he had more responsibilities. Him and his wife were expecting their first child, and he got promoted at his job, so his responsibilities had definitely increased, and he's already doing a ministry at the time. So it was just too much to take on for him and his family, which was understood. So originally we were supposed to do the show together, and it was called Warriors of Christ. And I always wanted to change the name once I knew that it would just be me, but I didn't want to just change it to any name. So this was some prayers. I just kept telling my dad, who many of you may know is the engineer, Rob Pop-Up Hudson, you know, I'm like, I'm changing the name. You know, I'll keep saying this. And he's like, okay, you're changing the name. Just let me know when you change it. So this definitely came earlier this year when I just did a fast. Like, I was just so troubled in my spirit. Just so much was just going on. And I did a fast. And so many revelations have came from that fast. And one of the revelations that have came from the fast was just to name this the dwelling place, and the foundation is going to be building a relationship with God and also prayer. And prayer is our connection with God. Prayer is how we speak to God. Prayer is how we interact with God. Amen. That's how we build our relationship with God. And that will be the focus. And I know for me, when, you know, God called me and I was just like, okay, you know, I didn't know what that would look like. Maybe 5 years ago, what it would look like serving God. But I just knew I just wanted to follow Him. And me just following Him and not really understanding at the time, as I'm still growing and things like that, I didn't really know where I fit in it or what my ministry would be and things like that. And I think it's important for us to understand who we are in Christ, not who we are in the world, you know. We understand who we are in Christ, and then we can navigate throughout this world, amen. And God will put us in certain places. The Bible refers to his people, to the church as the body, you know. We are the body, and to be the body, we give out the word of God, you know. We preach and we speak the word of God, and we have to understand our position and know how we function within the body. Are we the legs? Are we the eyes? And if everyone is acting as the legs, as the feet, who will see when danger is coming near? Amen. So I think it's good for us to operate and be okay no matter what part of the body of Christ that we are. And, you know, even if it's the hidden parts, you know, even if we're the heart where no one sees, but that heart is pumping life through that body so that body can walk, so that body can speak. Amen. Even if you're in the hidden parts, if you're that mind tells the body what to do. Amen. So just be okay, whatever God has called you to do, and abide in him and function. So once you abide in him and you know your position and what you're supposed to do, amen, you will be able to function freely, and it will be able to work freely. Amen. Amen. So I just wanted to give that little background of why it changed, and I know. So Psalm 91, we're coming from verse 1 of Psalm 91. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Amen. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And our topic for tonight is under his shadow. And I did a topic before about this. I spoke the word of like dwelling around Psalm 91. But I want to dive deeper into Psalm 91, especially as I said before, during this time. And I see like on social media, social networks, whatever it is, Instagram, Facebook, all those platforms of social media, I see that Psalm 91 going around, specifically verse 10. "No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling." And that's very true. And I think it's good that people are leaning on the word of God, especially during this time. I think it's very, very good that people are doing that and seeking God in this time, but I don't want us to be go into the word and read these scriptures or without wisdom, without knowledge. Amen. You have to read around. You know, if it's verse 10, be sure to read the other verses for, you know, back in grade school, they call it context clues. Amen. To get a full picture of what, so no evil shall befall me, nor any plague come near my dwelling. Amen. And what does that mean? These are promises in the Bible. These are promises in Psalm 91. There's many promises throughout the Bible, but in Psalm 91, there are so many promises. Verse 3, "Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. 4, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His shoe shall be your shield and your buckler." So if you read throughout Psalms, there's many, many promises that the Lord has promised for us. But we have, what are these promises? Amen? How are these promises happening? And it's from verse 1. "He who dwells." So if you're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, if you're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, which is God our Creator, amen? If you're abiding in him, then surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Yes, he will cover you with his feathers. That's his protection, his love, all of it. Under his wings you will take refuge. He shall be your shield and your buckler. He will cover you. He will hide you. Amen. But we must remember, we cannot just say, oh, yeah, no evil shall befall me, nor any plague come near my dwelling. Amen. We have to read the context clues and what God wants us to do. God wants us to abide under him. God wants us to be under his shadow. And to be under his shadow, we must understand what that secret place is, where that secret place is. What does it mean to abide? How do I trust to abide, to do all these things? You have to trust. You have to first have faith. Amen? You have to have faith to say that even in these times, I'm going to trust in you and I'm going to hide. I'm going to seek you during this time. Amen? Under his shadow. In the secret place. Under his shadow is a secret place. Amen? And the secret place is the presence of God. It's the holy place. It's a very holy place. It's a place that you will be alone. This secret place is not somewhere that you even have to go outside your house. You don't even have to leave your bedroom. You don't even have to leave your comfort zone, I would say, in most cases. Amen? And when it says the secret place, this is about relationship, amen? To be in that secret place with God is about building a relationship, amen? Think about a husband and a wife. What they do, it should be in secret. It is sacred. No one should know what the husband and the wife does, amen? That's just like that pillow talk at night that the husband and the wife does. That's between them, okay? You can tell your boys this and you can tell your boys that, but he's going to tell his wife at night. Amen? You can be like, man, I told you it was a secret. But that's my wife, okay? Pillow talk. Y'all going over y'all day. Y'all going over y'all thoughts. Amen? That right there is sacred. So what you have, that secret place with God, between you and God, that's sacred. Not everyone should know that. Amen? It will be assumed, like the husband and the wife is assumed. They're married. We already know they're going to do their husband and wife duties. They will please one another, whatever the case may be. We already know that. That's just their husband and wife. It don't need to be known. So I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. I have a relationship with God. I don't have to tell you when I'm going to pray. You should assume that I'm praying, amen? That's going to be done. So you don't have to be boastful. This is what Jesus was talking about in Matthew, verse 6, amen? When he said, don't be all shouting in the synagogues and the churches. Don't be all on Facebook like, yeah, I just prayed. Yes, I'm praying. No, everything don't have to be out and exposed. This is that secret place. And what God reveals to you, you have to be mindful what you reveal to others. Because when you're seeking and you're talking to him in this secret place, he's going to give you feedback in whatever way that is. If it is an audible voice, amen, if it's a sign, if it's someone, if it's through another vessel, he's going to be giving you, he's going to be speaking back to you, amen. And not everything that's done in that secret place should be shared with others. Amen? Is that alone time? Amen? This can even be in your heart. You can pray in your heart. I'm laughing a little because my one of my cousins, I visit her for her birthday back in January. And she lives in Pottstown, and it, like, this weekend, we were supposed to be celebrating her birthday, but it snowed, and it was bad. The roads were really bad, and she still wanted to go out, go to the movies, and I just wanted to stay in because I'm like, I don't want to risk my life if I don't have to, but she just didn't want to be in the house for her birthday, and I understand that. And I totally understand that. So I was in the back seat. She was in the front seat. Her friend was driving, and the roads were so bad, and it was slick. Like, we were sliding. So we had to drive, like, really slow to be cautious and things like that. And I'm just, in my heart, I just started praying. And when I started praying, I got quiet and I kind of zoned everything out. I don't know if she was talking to me. I don't know if she was saying something to me. All I hear is, this girl back here praying, we got to get home. Like, we're not, she wanted to go out to eat after the movies because we went to the movies, and when we came back from the movies, it was just horrible. It was bad. So she still wanted to go out. Although the roads were bad, our life was in danger. I hope she's listening. Was in danger. She still wanted to go to the movies, but she saw me praying within my heart. And people who know me will know that my secret place can sometimes just be me just being invisible in front of in a group of people in a room. If I zone off and I'm out, I'm praying in my heart. Amen. So you don't even have to, you can really be in a secret place, but in a room full of people. Amen. And this can be done at work when we're allowed to go back to work, of course, for the non-essential workers. This can be done at work as well. You know, if you want to say a quick prayer, if you're with a family and you want to say a prayer in your heart, you're in a meeting and things are not going the way that you want them to go and you just feel like people are against you, whatever the case may be, or you just want to pray for your family, whatever the case may be, you just want to pray, you can do this within your heart. You can create a secret place. It's the presence of God, inviting God in. Amen. Say, Lord, this place that I am in, you can say it in your heart. God knows the heart. Only God can. Not even the devil knows the heart. Amen? Amen. So that's between you and God in that secret place. Under his shadow, there is protection, there is safety, there is security. How does that look, though? Amen? And under the shadow, with the protection, with the safety, with the security, amen? That's being wise. That's being smart. That's like staying home right now, as I said, such a time as this. And I'm so over the coronavirus. I just want to say that. I'm so over this pandemic, and it's boring. It's whatever the case may be, I feel all of that. I feel a little like I'm in prison, whatever the case may be, but I know that it is always an opportunity to get to know God even more. And I think this is the best place to seek God. This is the best time to seek God right in the comfort of our homes. And I'm saying to stay home and to take precautions, amen? Being wise, that's part of God being under his shadow, amen? We have to do our part as well. Protection, amen? He will protect us from any evil coming in our way, but we have to take the precautions, amen? And I'll use David because, you know, in the book of Psalms and throughout David running and fleeing from Saul, he asked God, he was just like, hey, God, hide me. Even in plain sight, hide me so I can get from point A to point B, amen? And David doing that and asking God for protection, it just reminds me of us taking precautions during this time. David had the opportunity to kill Saul. Amen? But he said, you know what, I'm not even going to risk it to kill Saul. Amen? I see you, Saul. It's cool. I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to let God handle this. Amen? So we have to do our part. If God is protecting us, we can't go out there. There's a lot of people that are being ignorant about this virus, this disease, amen, saying that because I'm black, because I'm young, because I don't have a weak immune system, I can still go out, amen? I can still have gatherings. No, take this serious. It's serious. You can infect others, amen? So I try not to, because I'm always doing research with my job and just sharing research with COVID, it can be a lot, but it's the elephant in the room. We can't keep going around it, so we just have to really, I know we're tired. I know we're tired of hearing this COVID, but this is our new norm, and this is, at the end of the day, nothing can happen without the power of God. Amen. So we just thank God and give him glory in all that we do. And let us take this precaution. So under his shadow, let's take advantage of it and to be in the house and to be praying and say, Lord, protect me during this time. Lord Jesus, is it okay for some people to come over? Prioritize the people that should be coming over. Do you need these people over at your house? Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. This is Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. If you are just joining us, our topic for tonight is Under His Shadow. Amen. And we are, and we are coming from Psalm 91, the whole Psalm, but specifically verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. And if you are calling via online and would like to call in, the number to call in is 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. So under his shadow. And if you would like to, and if you are listening via phone and would like to call in, have any questions, any comments, press 1. Amen. And you can, if you're too shy to get on, you can always send me a text and I can share what your comment is or answer your question. Right. So under his shadow. Amen. So we under his shadow is that secret place, that protection, that safety, that security. Amen. So that secret place in of the Most High and to abide. I love that, to abide. And what is abide? What does that look like? Amen. To abide is to stay. It's continuation. Amen. Let me get the definition for you of abide. Amen. So Webster's definition of abide is to bear patiently. Patiently. How many of us can be patient? I already told you I'm not impatient in the beginning of this, you know. But to bear patiently. Amen. It is to be under the shadow of God patiently. You know what? I know that I usually only pray for 5 minutes, and I'm not saying that a 5-minute prayer isn't good, amen? But to really be in the presence of God and really to seek God in the spirit, amen? Sometimes we have to stay there a little longer. Sometimes we have to stay there just a little bit longer, amen? So bear patiently, to endure without yielding, withstand, amen? Not to be in a rush, not to say, God is grace, God is good, thank you for the food we eat, okay. Which used to be my favorite prayer. It's quick, get it over with, hurry up and eat. But seriously, it's not to be rushed. You know, it is to wait. It is to accept without objection, amen? To remain stable. To be stable in a state. And as I said, the book of Psalm with David and things like that, he said in Psalm 27, I will wait patiently, amen? Say, wait patiently on the Lord. And this is what abiding in God underneath his shadow looks like. To be in his presence and to wait patiently, to have that faith, amen? Even if you don't feel the presence of God, I'm going to still pray because I know you are here. I'm not going to leave until you bless me. I'm not going to leave until you come here. I'm going to abide in you. I'm going to continually to do this. This won't be just a morning thing. This won't just be a Friday or a Resurrection Sunday thing. This won't just be a quarantine thing. I'm going to abide in you daily, day and night. Amen? I'm going to abide in you continually. I'm going to stay here. Amen? And if you can turn with me to John 1, and I think it's interesting what Jesus says to his disciples. John 1. Amen. John 1:38. John 1:38 says, "Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, 'What do you seek?' They said to him, 'Rabbi,' which to say, to say, 'Rabbi, teacher,'" amen, "'where are you staying?' He said to them, 'Come and see.' They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day." Amen. So it said, then Jesus turned and seeing the following, said to them, "What do you seek?" They said to him, "Where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day. Amen. So throughout the Gospels, you'll see that Jesus would go. He would just, as I said, like, sometimes I can disappear. I'll physically be there, but sometimes I can spiritually disappear and be praying within my heart. Amen. And this is kind of what Jesus would do, but he would physically go in the wilderness and pray. Amen. And he may have spiritually prayed, amen, and been invisible, amen. But he would go in the wilderness, and then his disciples were following him. It said, "Teacher, where are you staying? Where are you staying?" Not where are you, like in the sense of where are you living. Where are you living? It's where are you staying? Like, where are you going to abide? Amen. Knowing that he was abiding in Christ. Where is this place? Amen. And Jesus showed them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying. "I'm staying and I'm remaining in my God," amen, "in my Father." I'm telling you right now, if you go and follow Jesus Christ, amen, where are you staying? Lord, where are you staying at? He will show you the way, amen, the truth and the light. That's who he is. He will show you the way. Come and see. He will say, "Come and see. Since you are seeking me, since you have known my name," this is what Psalm 91 is saying, "since you have known my name, since you have made my place your dwelling place," amen, "I will set you on high," verse 14, "because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name," amen. How many of us can say that we know his name? How many of us can say and trust and believe that we know his name and we can call on him that he will deliver us, amen, even in our midst? And even if he don't deliver us through whatever we're going through, he will bring us out, amen, and no harm will come near us, amen. Even if we're thrown in that fire, we won't be singed. We won't smell like smoke. Amen. Sometimes we have to go through things, but he will pull us out. Amen. So I thought that was, where are you staying? Not where are you going, but where are you staying? To stay is to reside. So I'm asking you, where are you staying? Where are you staying? People are watching you, your children, your friends, people on social media, whatever the case may be. Can they say that the place that you are residing is under God's shadow? Amen. 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 So to abide is a continuation. It's to stay. It's to reside. It's to live there. Fix that place up. Amen. Fix your home up. What does that look like? What do you have to do? What do you have to put out that home? Amen. I'm going to abide in you. I'm going to do this continually. Amen. I won't stop. I'm going to stay here. Clap my hand, so I just lost my place of giants. And then it also abide in. I like how in the book of John, chapter 15, that it talks about the true vine. Amen. And a lot of us know that scripture about the true vine, Jesus being the true vine. Amen. John 15. And it talks about Jesus Christ just being the true vine and how we are the branches. Make sure you take note of it, the true vine and the branches. And as I said before earlier, it's very important to know who we are in Christ. That way we won't get lost or depart from the vine. Amen. It's important for us to know who we are in Christ, not who we are in the world. I'm telling you, just being in the world, you are lost. You are truly lost, and you do not know your place. Even, I don't even care, like, even if you have the money, even if you have the finances, you still feel a sense of emptiness, a sense of holes throughout you. Amen? Amen. The true vine. Verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Amen? He's telling you that he's the true vine, and the Father is the vine dresser. Amen? So everything, we are the branches. And everything for us, in order for us to bear fruit, we have to get it from the vine. Amen? And God is God, the Father, amen, is the vine dresser, amen? He's the vine dresser. And when I see this analogy of the vine and the branch, amen, and Jesus Christ being the vine and us being the branches, you know, he's that sort that we need to grow to bear fruit. And if we depart from the vine can no longer supply us. It can no longer care for us and give us the nutrients we need to grow. Amen? So we won't even be able to bear fruit. Okay? So when I also was working on this topic, I automatically thought about just loose branches everywhere, like especially growing up as a kid, like you can always find a branch in the yard somewhere and we'll pick it up. We'll do whatever, you know, we want with the branch. It can be, you know, it can be a weapon. You can hit somebody with it. You can make it for fire, throw it in the fire, whatever the case may be, to add to the fire. It will be like some type of game for a kid, whatever the case may be, whatever you do with sticks, or it can just be kicked around and thrown around or just being used for whatever, amen, but it's not being used for its proper use or what it was made for. That branch was made to bear fruit, amen, but it can only do that if it's connected, to the vine, amen. So when we walk away from God, we depart from his true purpose over our life. Amen. People will misuse us because they see and they know that we belong to that vine. Amen. But they also know that we don't know that we belong to that vine, or we purposely walked away from that vine. Amen? We lack production, or we can't even produce. Amen? When we walk, or when we depart from the vine. We say, you know, you can even say, like, why hasn't God spoken to me, you know, or, hey, I did, back to verse 10 of Psalm 91. Hey, how did I become sick or whatever the case may be, this plague come upon my house, and I did what I was supposed to do. I was praying to God. But no, you walked away. You didn't take precaution. Amen? You were going to downstairs. I'm quite sure they were having like a little gathering earlier today. I'm quite sure you went to my neighbor's gathering this afternoon. no, but seriously, I'm quite sure you weren't taking precautions. Amen. And now you want to ask God, where are you? Why haven't you protected me? I tried to protect you, but you departed from my vine. Amen. So we just have to check ourselves and to abide in Christ, to abide in Christ. Amen. It's to have that connection. It's to have that communication, which is a two-way street. It's to depend on God as a dependence. Amen. It's to depend on God. The vine will function. Go ahead, branch. All right. Bye. The vine will continue to function. But you, the branch, cannot function, cannot do without that vine. Amen? So I want us to just reflect and just see some areas in our lives why we are not growing. Let's just reflect on that. Why are we growing? Even in our spiritual life, everything else is growing, but why in our spiritual life are we still babes? Is it because we don't read enough? Or we don't read at all? We don't pray? Things like that. So let us just check ourselves. Amen? And everything is definitely, I just want to say that abiding in Christ, it definitely takes faith. You know, faith that even during this time, even during my circumstances, yes, I've been laid off. I don't have much of income. It's been reduced because of my hours have been reduced. Amen. But I'm still going to trust God in this circumstance. It's easy said than done. But faith, with faith, this can be done. With faith, I'm going to trust you and I'm going to abide under your shadow. Amen. You're going to protect me. Your feathers will cover me. I know I'm isolated. I want to get out. The depression is kicking in. These thoughts are kicking in. I'm being idle. These thoughts are kicking in. But Father God, you have given me the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding. I'm going to seek your word. I'm going to reach out to those people who can help me. If you have to call your therapist up, call them up. If you haven't been in therapy for a while and you thought you were past that, but this has triggered some sort of depression, some sort of anger, amen? There's nothing wrong with going through therapy. There's nothing wrong with talking to your friends and your family, amen, about some thoughts that you may be having, amen? There's nothing wrong with that. And I want us to check on one another. I'm serious. This is in this time where we are home and people are so used to suppressing their feelings and filling them up with these worldly things of going out every weekend to the bars, of even something as innocent as going, making sure I'm out every weekend with friends, with family. There's nothing wrong with that. But when you suppress that feeling because you don't want to be alone, or you hate being alone, you don't like that idea. You live by yourself and you don't like that idea. Amen? I think it's so important for us to reach out to our family members, to check in, see if they're doing okay. If they've been quiet, check in with them. Amen? Check in with them. I'll pause for a minute for our topic, but I just want to say, oh, man. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. We will give out information for anyone who's feeling depressed, anyone who's having suicidal ideations after the call of salvation. Amen. And I just want everyone to know, like, if you are feeling depressed down, reach out to someone. I know it may be hard, but reach out to someone, because just as long as you're living, there's still life. Just reach out to someone. Amen. So the call of salvation, I love the call of salvation. It gives the lost souls an opportunity to lean on God and to trust in God. It gives even those who have fell off the branch or who is slipping away, who's hanging on the last strand of the branch of the vine, to reconnect, amen, to connect with God. You know, I have some fruits, but they haven't been producing much, amen. I bear fruits 10 years ago, amen, amen. So I just want to invite you, I just want to let you know how great God is. As I said, as Jesus Christ told his disciples, they asked him, where are you staying? And he showed them. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ will show you where you should be staying, where you should be abiding, amen? That you will bear fruit in as long as you abide, that you will be protected as long as you abide. I know that you are hurting. I know that you thought you've been learning. You've been learning from Jesus Christ through religion. You've been learning it through aunties, uncles. But I'm telling you, if you seek God head on, amen, you seek Jesus Christ, seek his face, Jesus Christ. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is an act. I believe the first or the second chapter, I'll get the scripture together, in the book of Acts. It says, anyone who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. And if you call on the Lord, you will be saved. He will show you the way. And a lot of people say, don't ask questions. You shouldn't question God. But I'm telling you, through questions, you receive an answer. Amen. And it will be a answer better than you've asked. Amen. So if that is you, if you're ready to give your life to Christ, I'm done doing things on my own. I don't know who I am. I've been thrown around, misused. I'm ready to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. I'm ready to abide in you. All you have to do is repent of every sin. Amen. Every sin that you have committed knowingly, unknowingly, just repent of it, and God will forgive you. No sin is too big. Amen? Even if it was you committed that sin right before you've listened in. And if you trust and you believe that the Lord, that Jesus Christ is your Lord and personal Savior, then you are saved. And I just want you to just begin to seek God and just seek God and read him, read his word every chance. Amen. His word is the truth. His word is the light. Get around people. Join Zoom calls. Join prayer lines. Amen. With discernment, join them. Amen. And you are saved. Amen. You can just shout it out. Tell a friend. You can text Purpose Kingdom Network. Email us. Amen. And that information will be given once Brother Rob come on. So I'd like to bring Brother Rob on for announcements.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Dominique. Great word tonight. And just to piggyback on what you were saying, one of the great tools that we do have is that there is a, not only is the they have a hotline number. They actually have an instant response depression website, which is betterhelp.com. Instantly, when you get on there, they're able to help you there with your problems with depression. And I hope you are seeking out or looking for help for depression, you go to betterhelp.com. And it is from the layout, it is an awesome website if you are seeking depression. Okay, real quickly, I'll go into the announcements. It's the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. Whether you're joining us online or via phone, I'd like to thank you so much for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And don't forget to tell a friend. If you want to correspond with us at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello. We can send a prayer request. We gladly honor that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. If you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear their show in its entirety and at your convenience. We just suggest that you look up for our S7Word service that was here on not too long ago. And you just type in the last 7 words, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And it was just a multitude of hosts here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And see if you can enjoy it. And don't forget to tell a friend. And with that being said, please join us for God's Will and God's Blessing at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And once again, with God's Will and God's Blessing, we hope you rejoin us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. We'd like to thank each and every one of you, and we hope that you like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom, where you can just follow or just follow us on any of our social media links. We get a morning word of inspiration. So this evening, if you're overjoyed with the word, just don't forget that we do have a morning word of inspiration. And it is right here at Purpose Kingdom on, you can just follow us, like I said, on anchor.com or anchor.fm or any of our social media page links, and you can get a morning word of inspiration. We'd like to thank you so much for you, the listener, wherever you're at in the world. We just thank you so much for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And right here, we are always going to be here to have an evening of prayer or evening of service. We just thank you so much. And with that being said, Sister Dominique, I'm just going to turn the show back over to your hands.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. So if you're able to go online and listen to the 7 Up service, the Good Friday service, please do so. It was very good. We had ministers on the line just giving the last sayings of Jesus Christ. Very, very good. So go back and listen to it in your free time. Amen. So I found, it was in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 21, and it says, "And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen? Amen. So whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved in Jesus' mighty name. And I want us if we imagine if all of the body of Christ, amen, perform its function. If the legs walk, the feet guide and direct it, the eyes were the sight, amen, the mouth spoke, if the ears would just listen, and the body would perform, amen, the body of Christ will perform its functions, and we pray, and we all abide, and we all dwell in God's secret place, especially during this time. Imagine how powerful that would be. Imagine how overcoming, how we will overcome the enemy. Amen. If we all are on one accord, imagine how that would be. Because God, in Acts 2, chapter 2, amen, that was the prophecy of Joel. Amen. When he said that whoever calls out on the name And it shall come that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. There was a prophecy that in the last days, amen, in the last days, God will pour out his spirit upon the people. And I don't know if you know it or not, or if you have heard it too many times in your lifetime, that these are the last days. Amen. These are the last days, and we are progressing towards the last days. We are more moving closer and closer to Revelation. Amen. And it's not to put fear in anybody, but it's to wake the people of God up so we can do what we have to do. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Why are we prophesying? Amen. Why aren't the young men having visions, dreams? The old men, why aren't they dreaming? We are not dwelling in his place. And I'm not talking about prophesying over having cars. Yeah, do what you have to do. Work. and God will give you the finances. I'm talking about prophesying over a time such as this. Amen. Imagine if we come together and pray. God, give us visions and dreams as to what we should do. Because in the last days, amen, in those last days, what if there's a famine that we have to prepare for? What if this isn't even the worst of it? This is not, remember, I'm not putting fear in anyone, but this is to wake the people of God up that we have to be dwelling and praying in God. We don't know what's after this. Amen. We don't know next. All we know, we were celebrating 2020 in January. Amen. We were celebrating and hoping the year of 2020, double vision, double blessing. We had no idea. Without the knowledge of God, we will know nothing. We will have no discernment of what happened. We don't know what's happening in the spiritual realm. Amen? But when we seek God and we pray and we dwell in him, he give us vision. Not to be boastful, but he give us vision as a warning as to what to do. This is going to happen. Okay? But my people who are abiding under me, this is how I want you to prepare, just as Joseph did. Mm-hmm. Amen. Just as Joseph did in the last the book of Genesis. Amen. In the end chapter, just as he did. So let us be woke. Let us prophesy. Let us dream. Let us be proactive. Let us be cautious. Amen. But we have to do that by building our relationship with God. We have to do that by trusting in him and having faith. Amen. Walking in our destiny. That saying, hey, I'm not going to depart from you because of this situation, that situation, because I'm unemployed, because I don't have a job, because I lost someone. We're not going to use that as an excuse. Amen. So who are you in Christ? I think that's the message. Amen. Who are you in Christ? And find that out by abiding in him. Find that out by just getting to know who he is. I'm telling you, he's amazing. He's great. And my mom will say these things about God. My mom will say these things about how mighty and how just God is and how wonderful it is to praise Jesus. But I never got it until I surrendered, until I abided in Jesus myself. So, who are you? Figure that out as we are quarantined. And with God's will and God's blessing, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, or you'll hear me in a couple of weeks. And stay safe, stay healthy, take care of one another, check in on one another. Grandmom, check in on Grandpop. Check in, have Zoom calls, chats, all that stuff, just to stay connected with your family and friends. All right, so deuces.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.